Log Talk Radio.
I won't forget. I want that man to be great, to be a father figure to everyone outside of his home. Amen. If you want to be a father figure, amen, your first mentorship, your first obligation is to your own children. Amen. And mothers that's going to be a mother to the community and all that. Amen. You're a team mom. All my children, for the most part, have done sports and doing sports. So, Jill, you have a team mom that helps make sure the children, the team is okay, get out the information and all that. But instead of you, yeah, nothing wrong with being a team mom, but be a mom at home first. Amen. And we often say, amen, we know we talk about the father and mother, but also the children. Amen. It's important that the children, you do your part. Amen. Honor your father and your mother. Amen. That your days may be long upon the earth. Amen. We're going to thank God for just a portion of us here tonight. Pamela, amen, lead us in praise and worship. Amen. Thank God for her. The other Thursday night, she's been so determined and dedicated. We thank God for her and for my older son, Zach, here on the organ. Amen. And the rest of us are spread. Mario's at work. Amen. And my wife, Pamela, amen, she took macho to practice. Amen. And Ice Pick is at practice too. Amen. He thinks, Ice Pick thinks every day is his practice day, his game day. Every day he wakes up in the morning saying he's ready for practice or he's ready for his game. Amen. So we sent him on to practice with Macho on tonight. Listen, we want to go to 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter. 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter. We want to start at verse number 5. 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter. I don't have my monitor tonight. Unfortunately, we can't find it. We don't know where the laptop is where I can see who all is out there. Amen. But that's okay. We're going to preach and teach as if, amen, it's a crowded place. Amen. That's the only way I know how to preach anyway. Even if there ain't nobody on tonight. I just got a call before service. Sister Shamir Jackson. Amen. Calling, wanted to make sure the service was tonight. So, Shamir, I told you to make a comment, and I'll say something back to you, but I can't see. I just found out I don't have a monitor tonight where I can see everyone that's tuned in, even everyone that's making a comment. But if you're out there, if you're watching, amen, here's your shout-out. If you can text me and say, Pastor, I'm on tonight. I'm listening. I'm watching. So, amen. We thank God for those that are tuning in from Chaos Blog Talk Radio, Elder Derek Oliver, his wife, Lady Keisha Oliver, we thank God for them. Those that are listening in from Germany, from Nassau, Bahamas, and from London, amen, we thank God for you being tuned in on tonight. And God is yet opening up doors, amen, he's yet opening up doors for us. I got a call on last night from Sister Shirley. This is Sister Barbara's sister, amen, and y'all know normally Sister Barbara, before the pandemic, she was handling all of our, doing for the most part, the outreach of feeding, the community feeding, the church members, those who are working the food pantry. We haven't had anything like that done since the pandemic, but I got a call from Sister Shirley on last night, amen, advising that the door has opened back up for us to any of the members that need food, amen, that need food, amen. We're partnering in with her ministry, and the ministry that she's partnering in with. We're just partnering, amen, just to, in case there's someone out there, amen, that's in need of food. So hopefully before the end of the service, I'll get that information out. If not, amen, on Sunday, amen, I give that information now. But we want to put it on the Facebook page where you can either pick it up personally, you can go by, it's right off, it's in the city of Lawrenceville, amen, there's a website you can go to sign up, amen. Hopefully I'll be able to get to that before we close on tonight. If not, I have the information for you on Sunday, where the church will be picking up a few boxes and amen, different things like that. Jesus said, I was hungry, and you didn't feed me. Somebody said, well, where did we see you hungry? And we didn't feed you. And Jesus said, well, what you did to the least of my little ones, amen, you've done it unto me. So, amen, we want to make sure, especially any members and friends, amen, if you know of someone that, amen, that's struggling and that needs some assistance, amen, we want you to let us know, amen, that way we're able to reach out and get some of these boxes, amen, to these families, to these needed families, amen, during this time, amen. So let's look, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse number 5, amen. 2 Samuel 12 and verse 5. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture, but we're going to teach, amen, and kind of preach from it in a different way. I preached this several times. As a matter of fact, it's one of my favorite, amen, sermons to preach and to teach from. Amen. So let's deal with it. 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, verse number 5. Amen. On the count of three, I want you to read it, amen, with me. 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, verse number 5. Y'all ready? All right. 1, 3. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. Amen. Amen. Let's read that again. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. Amen. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, what do you do when the shoes are on the other feet? Amen. So we're going to talk, amen, teach and preach tonight from the subject, when the shoes are on the other feet. I was planning on bringing a pair of shoes and stuff out here and put them not there for a display, but, amen, we got turned around looking for the monitor and things, amen, but it's okay. When the shoes are on the other feet. When the shoes are on the other feet. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come down to preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Everybody shout amen. Amen. Come on, shout it, amen again right where we are. Amen. When the shoes are on the other feet. Amen. When the shoes are on the other feet. No doubt all of us, amen. Let's just be nice and say most of us have used that term or that slogan or that phrase. We've said that at one time or another in our lives. Well, what would you do or what are you going to do when the shoes are on the other feet? Simply what that means, or just talking about it on the surface, is we have a way of dealing with people over here tonight when they fall into situations, or when they fall into sin, or backslide, or when they do something that's strange for looking to change, when they act out of character, when something comes out about them, when the skeleton that was dug deep down in their closet comes out. Now what they've done, amen, in secret, amen, what they've done, now that it's been exposed, amen, now everybody knows about it, we tend to hop and want to put, amen, I got a couple of spotlights down here. We tend to want to put the spotlight on that individual. Amen. We want to highlight, we want to inflame, we want to arouse the crowd. We want to put it on Facebook. We want to let lottie dottie
And everybody knows the skeleton that came out of our neighbor's closet. I can't hear nobody tonight. Yeah, we have a tendency of just magnifying the failures and the faults of others. Now, let me get right into my intro. It says, how often have we been the one fault-finding and criticizing others? That's a good question. Let me ask you that again. How often have we been the world, talking about you, talking about me, that was found fault-finding and found criticizing somebody else? Lord, help me hear it now. Lord, I'll be the one to tell you, I can almost get it. If I was a gambler, I would put five on it. That 99.9% of you watching me and those listening to me can see that at one time or another in your life, you found yourself in the seat of fault-finding and criticizing somebody else. Lord, help me hear it now. It's so easy to pour gas on a person that's already on fire. Ooh, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Help me hear it. It's so easy to pour fire. Somebody shout fire. Let me put it the way I said. It's so easy to pour gas on a person that's already caught on fire. What do you mean by that? Amen. The person is already going through struggle. They already got some issues. They already, amen, getting ready to just throw in the towel. Matter of fact, they done throw the towel in and ain't got no more towels to throw. And instead of us being encouragement, instead of us being a nectar, now we're going to be tonight, we tend to add you to the fire. Man, you already know I've had a heartbeat. You already know my family is struggling, and here you are wanting to put more on my plate. As a matter of fact, I've already got enough. I already got too much on my plate, and here you are supposed to be a friend of mine, and you are supposed to be a tongue talker and a people. You claim that you know God, and here you are. By the time I get through talking to you, I feel worse than I felt before we started talking. Y'all ain't gonna help me with tonight, but it happened to Brother Job. Job had friends that, amen, by the time they got through talking to Job, amen, they had Job almost thinking he had done something. Amen. So it's so easy. Somebody shout easy. To pour gas on a person that's already on fire. Lord, you need to write that down. That's free for you. Amen. You need to realize that sometimes we need to think about what we do and what we say. It's so easy. And it shouldn't be easy to pour more gas on a person that's already on fire. Not if you claim to know God. Not if you claim to know Jesus Christ. Not if you claim to be a son of God. That type of stuff just should not be in us. Especially, amen. I can understand if it's an immature Christian, someone that ain't been with the Lord that long. But I'm talking about you rascals, Lord, that's been saved for a few years, that's been around the block a time or two, amen, that know how to pray, so you say, amen, that speak in tongues, that's what you claim in the evidence, amen, you speak in tongues, but you talk nasty to me. Amen. You speak in tongues, but you're cussing out your neighbor, you're cussing out your bones. You, Lord, help me. Don't nobody on your job want to be around you. The cat don't walk, and the dog won't even bow out. The cat won't meow. My God, the fish won't throw no bones. You're so mean and so nasty. You pour more gas on a person that's already on fire. Think about it. He deserves. Amen. How many times have we knowingly offended someone just because we could? You knew what you were saying. You knew what you was about to say to this person was negative. You knew it was going, put a cloud on their face. You knew what you was going to say to this person was going to change the way that they was feeling. just had to say it. Amen. Some of us, you claim you got the Holy Ghost, but amen. Take Lord, you don't bridle your tongue for nothing. You just whatever come up, come out. I would say it again, whatever comes up, come out. You don't know, you don't have no control. And you know what you're about to say to this person. It's mean, it's nasty. Amen. Yeah. You know you're about to ruin, you're about to, amen, put something on them that they don't even need as of right now, but you can't help yourself. Think of somebody say, when the shoes are on the other feet. But we ought to do things not recognizing. We would have to give an account for it. Amen. We often do things. But God knows. Yeah, he does know. And I'm glad that God knows. Amen. I'm glad God knows. I'm glad God sees. God knows. I just had to say it. No, you do. You just didn't know how to pray. You just know how to, amen. You just know how to shut up. Think somebody said, don't know how to shut up sometimes. If we would shut up sometime and pray a little bit more, we would be a lot better off. I was helping him tonight. I'm not here anymore. I'm not here swimming by myself, but he said, but I got a problem. So once again, we ought to do things not recognizing we would have to give an account for it. The truth is, you may get by, but you will not get away. Amen. Let me say that again. You may get by, but you ain't going to get away. Yeah, let me say it. I said this in the third time. You might get by. Look at the neighbor. You know, Christian said, you might get by. But you ain't going to get away. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that God is always watching us. Amen. Now, listen, don't worry about what folks trying to. Lord, I've had so many folks tell lies and start rumors and put stuff out on me. Amen. If you sit around and worry about that, you will never be able to move forward. You got to know that you know, amen, and know that God knows who you are, amen, and what God has, amen, what the devil meant to be there. You got to know God and turn that thing around, amen. Matter of fact, he's turning it around for your good. Amen. Every naysayer, every Lord, help me say, everybody that done pulled you away, everybody that done had a party to remember to forget you, amen, you'll be the one that they need, amen, before it's all over. Just keep living, amen. Lord, let me say, I got some t-shirts to prove it. Some of the ones that talk about it, run us down, amen. Say we ain't doing nothing, amen. Lie on us, criticize, amen. But when God has it made, amen, the time of time is gone. Turn that thing around. But the very ones that talk bad about you will need you to pray for them. They'll need you to lay hands on them. They'll need you to allow it. He said, I said, what you gonna live? Keep on living. Amen. Keep on living. God sees everything. God, amen. God never sees me, but that's who slumber. Amen. The night and the day is the same with God. What they do in the nighttime, amen. When they when they send in secret emails and secret text messages, when they make his phone calls and talking about you, God knows, God hears it. Amen. But God is going to turn it around for your good. Listen, you might get thrown in the pit, but it's the pit that's going to lead you to the promise. Come on, brother. Chosen pit, brother. Amen. You might get thrown in the jail when you meet the baker and the butler, but I believe it was the butler that, amen, eventually had to have the word to get you out of prison. Oh, yeah. Let Lord help me here tonight. The pit of God will make the pit a place for you to get some comfort. Amen. God will turn the pit, amen, into a place for you to get some rest. God will make the pit a place for you to get some shade. Amen. Get some relaxation. Don't you mess with God's people. Amen. Amen. Listen, you ain't got to fight fire with fire. Amen. You ain't got to do all that. Be still and know it. As the Lord say, I am God. Business is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. You keep on praising. You keep on magnifying God. You keep on glorifying God. The more they tell you to stop shouting, you shout more. As a matter of fact, go to their room. Lord, help me here and really act up. Go right in the area and really shout. I mean, dance. Amen. Dance so hard that your knee come off. Help me here. Dance so hard that your eyelashes come off. Dance. Amen. Somewhere lost everywhere. You don't think by others are. You don't know what you really know what you think. Wow, that's another message. You don't know what's real or what's fake. Let me get through here. Amen. Let's look at verse 1. I got to get over out of here. Amen. Look at verse 1. 2 Samuel 12. Amen. Verse 1. We're going to get to 1 through 14. I got a few minutes. Amen. 2 Samuel 12. Verse 1. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. Nathan was, as they would say, a court prophet. Amen. He was an advisor to David. David earlier wanted to have a plan of building God a house. Amen. Nathan came back to him and gave him what the Lord told him. The Lord said, no, you can't build me a house, David. You got too much blood. You got water. You're a man of war, but I'll let you sell it. I'll let Solomon, amen. I'm going to bless your seed. You can't do it. But I'm going to bless your children. And that's what happens a lot of times. Us fathers and parents got to be careful what we do. Amen. Because what we do affects our children. Lord help me here. How you act, daddy, amen. Father, how you act affects your life and affects your children. Amen. Y'all are going to help me here. If every time something goes bad, you leave for 30 days, for 100 days, and the kids don't know where they are, amen. Your wife can't find you. The FBI looking for you. The CIA don't have nothing on you. Amen. Russia, Iraq, back there. Ain't nobody. You just go. What do you think going to happen when your sons, amen, grow up and get married? They're going to do the same thing because that's what they saw their daddy do. And if the Holy Ghost don't intervene. Amen. When children see you slapping mama around, what do you think your daughter's going to do? Your daughter's going to think of somebody. Amen. In a lot of cases, you're not educating you, but they're going to think it's okay to be slapped around. And they're going to be looking for lawyers and Mike Tyson from a boxer. Because that's what they saw their daddy do. They saw daddy, amen, go 5-10 rounds with mama and knock mama out, amen. So they're going to be thinking it's okay to do that. And well, you know, my daddy's not my mama. So evidently, that's a man in my life. And evidently, I'm supposed to be with somebody that's going to swap me around. That was two men in the city, the one rich and the one poor. Nathan, amen, is describing he's got a revelation from the Lord. Amen. Now he's coming to the king. Now these new prophets nowadays, amen. Sister Mia, I didn't know you were going to know if you know him about that. I just don't have to be talking about these prophets tonight. Real prophets not going to just tell you about how much money you're going to get. Amen. They're not going to tell you good stuff. I see your work through. I see your blessing. I see your healing. I see your delivery. No, real prophets going to tell you about you. We're talking about your sin. And there's going to be no houses and cars and you are living a hellion life. Yeah, a hellion life. Amen. You running around town and getting all these prophecies and ain't nobody telling you about your sin. Ain't nobody telling you to come out from a mobile. Ain't nobody telling you to come out of that moment heart. Ain't nobody going to tell you to stop going to a hotel. Right, looking for motel. Trying to find a home for a hotel. The prophet ain't going to tell you none of that. There's going to be a step that's going to take with your ears. Amen. You're going to be like your children. They're going to be prophesied and that's lies. Because lies sound better. Prophesied, tell us, just tell us fables. Because it sounds good. The nation, prophet of the Lord, comes to the king. You know what I'm talking about? They want to be like David. Amen. All these pastors. Amen. If you get called in something, I'm like David. No, you should be like Nathan. You ain't no king. You should be like Nathan. Amen. We're going to find out later on, yeah, that it's time that we have to come like David. But you ain't no king. That's the problem now. You got church and people putting you up on a throne like you a king. You ain't no king. If anything, you should be like the prophet. And the rich, in that verse 2, the rich man had exceeding many flocks of herds. Watch the story. But the poor man had nothing. So you got a rich man, a poor man. Amen. Verse 3. The poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb. That's like a little baby, a little girl, a little ewe lamb. Okay? Which he had bought and nourished up. Okay? The rich man got plenty of flocks, plenty of, amen, lambs and donkeys and cows. But here, this poor man had one little ewe lamb, okay, which he bought and nourished up. And the ewe lamb grew up together with him, verse 3, and with his children. And it did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. Let me hear the mic. That little ewe lamb, you know how some of you pet lovers, I don't have any pets in here. Amen. Like, why keep trying to get them? But I keep telling them we got all these children here. So right now, amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Some of you know how you are with your pets. You treat your pets just like you treat your children. Amen. The pet got clothes. The pet got a cup of tea. The pet got insurance. Y'all ain't nothing yet. Some folks treat the pet better than they do you. Lord, let me hear the back. Amen. But this man, he had a little e-lamb that was just like a child of his. He loved the little e-lamb. He loved it. Loved him. Loved the little e-lamb. He adored the E-Lamb. I can see him just watching them, the E-Lamb. Amen. I don't know if he saw the E-Lamb to catch sheep in order to go to sleep, but I'm just saying, he probably, like some of y'all, let the E-Lamb sleep with him. Yeah? It was precious to him. And then came a traveler to the rich man. Rich man got plenty of stuff, but the poor man just had this one. So he was a traveler. Okay? That came to the rich man. It comes to the poor man. Poor man don't know. But a traveler, a visitor of the rich man comes to town. Verse 4. And he spared, and although he refused, okay, to take of his own flock. He had a flock. Read about the flock. So he refused to take of his own flock and of his own herd. To dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him. It was his business. It was his friend. But he refused to take of one of his meaning sheep and donkeys and stuff. That he took the poor man's land and dressed it for the man that was coming to him. Y'all do this. It's a very simple, it's a very simple story. Amen. Instead of him taking one of his men, he could have chosen and picked out several to use in order to feed his visitor. But as long as he was rich and he felt he could do what he wanted to, amen, he felt that he was untouchable, he went and took the one little e-lamb that the poor man had. Woo! Teach Holy Ghost. Come on through here. And David, amen, let's read four again. I'm getting my text in verse 5. And there came a traveler unto the rich man. Somebody say rich man. Rich man. And he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come up to him. But took the poor man's lamb. The one little thing. You don't have a picture of the last cricket. Amen. The only cricket. And he was doing it. You had much. You would think of that. Amen. First grade. High school. You only got, mother only had enough to give you one little sandwich. And here comes the cricket to take your sandwich. Take your lunch with it. Yes, this is what I'm saying. He could have took, he had planted, and he could have challenged from. Oh, I'm just getting ready to play with this here. But this green rascal, this no-good rascal, instead of him taking one out of his minute, he chose to take the only one from the poor man. To dress for the wayfaring man that would come under him. Poor man didn't have nothing to do with this prisoner. But here you are taking my little e-lamb. And took the poor man's lamb, the end of verse 4, and dressed it for the man that would come to him. King David No doubt this is known together. Probably this is cloud on his head. And he probably has a scepter to stab him. Listen to what David said. David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And this is what David said. And he said to David, as the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. I can see old brother David there. Amen. Probably got his ring on. Probably got his, amen, his hat, his crown on. So he's pulling him out. I want to see who. Yeah, yet he's in trouble. I'm going to get it. Let's kill him. I can see David getting pumped up. But this time, David didn't know. He thought it was somebody else. He thought the shoe was on somebody else's feet. Like you do. It's somebody else that killed him. It's someone else that got caught. And here we are. Put them out the church. Get rid of them. They don't deserve it. They ain't saying no more. Get through with them. Lord, let me bury them. Bury them alive. Kill them dead. Put them in the hospital. Put them in prison. Get rid of them. David, no doubt, man, probably stepped off his throne and said, Nathan, I know you're a man of God. Tell me where he is. Nathan, I know this is a car. Show me where the man lies. Show me where he is. Whoever this is that did it, amen, he's worthy of death. It was easy to talk like that when the shoes were on somebody else's feet. Ooh, Lord, help me here tonight. Amen. Let's fall again, and I'm too late to call you here. And David's anger at the king, said, I'm the king. And my time, they would greet the king and say, oh, king. Yes, I love that, David. No doubt. His anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Brother Mason, as the Lord liveth, the man that had done this thing shall surely. Where he at? Get my sword. Where he at? Get my spear. Get my screenshot. Don't pick up the same thing I use to kill the liar. Amen. Y'all know it ain't through that message. That's coming in a few more days before the couple more weeks. Amen. A number of months to death. Amen. But this is the same thing. Now, it's looking out somebody that he thought had been somebody else wrong with all the time. But when David just had to take a look in the mirror. But this is us with the shoes on someone else's feet. David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely. Now, have you ever been so self-righteous when you were just looking at all the crap that other folks were doing, and then the Holy Ghost would speak to you and remind you and show you, amen, where the Lord has brought you from? When you have to go back in retrospect to remember how nasty, dirty, and rotten you were? How many folks beds you've been in? How many crack pipes have been in your mouth? How many needles have been in your arm? Amen. So many needles you like to put. Lord, let me hear. Lord, if the Lord let the Lord, let me hear. Lord, let all the need, all the stuff come out there and be like a fire hydrant. Step all over like a perfect tip. Step all over the place. You got Lord, all right, let me go through here. Baby, baby, shall surely die. And small those shall restore the lamb for a pope. Because he did this thing. And because he had no pity. How many times we forgot about
had a sympathy and empathy and comfort and being considerate of somebody else. That's Jesus on the other seat. David said he's going to starve. Well, this man that David is upset. He's mad as a junkyard dog. He wants to find it. Let me have it. Where is he at, Nathan? This man is starting for a fire. Because he did this thing and because he had no pity. He had no love, had no comfort, had no type of desire to towards his fellow man in a loving, kind, in a kind way. And Nathan said to David, see, Nathan as the prophet, as the man of God, knowing that David got power, but Nathan no doubt had to step back a couple steps and, amen, get himself together, tie up his prophetic robe and say, David, thou art the man. See, you need a prophet in your life that will tell you, you're the man. You're the man. It's you. You know that your might and go, amen, make you see it. Tell me about your spirit. Amen. You need to go out your mind and say, prophecy of the Lord. It's okay, the Lord knows. Yeah, that's right, the Lord knows. And you don't get those steps together. Amen. In hell, you know, I'm not going to get preaching about hell, Lord. Amen. But just as sure there's a heaven, there's a hell. And there's a lake of fire.
Exactly.
You better get yourself together. The Lord told them to get your house in order. Do it. Today, Lord, I ain't saying that tonight, but Nathan said to David, thou art the man, but said the Lord God of Israel. Now, let me hear it. Yeah, Lord, let me get through here. David, Lord, let me say it, Lord. Nathan said to David, thou art the man. But said the Lord God of Israel. See, a lot of times you have prophets that are trying to tell you yourself what God is saying, and it's actually they're telling you what's on their mind. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. But said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hands of Saul. In other words, God, he the man, probably the prophet Nathan, is going back and reminding David himself that David did get where he was on his own. Amen. I came to tell somebody tonight where you are, yes, you didn't get there on your own. But it was by God's grace and mercy. Amen. The answer was your grace and mercy. Yes. Draw me through such a living this moment. Because of you. Oh, Lord, I want to thank you. Yeah, and praise you. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Everybody here that makes it, that makes it, because they are His grace and mercy. We see here that God has to remind David where he called him from. And every now and then, God has to remind us of where he called us from. I'm so glad to be sent at the glory of God. But every now and then, I'm reminded of his purpose. Every now and then, my mind goes back to our born ways in a little place called Linwood Park. My mind goes back to
community, for the black folks, for the Chinese, for the hardest folks, at the corner of our community. But every now and then, my mind goes back to being at the field and playing basketball. Every now and then, my mind goes back to being at the old winter. We had a doctor there, and we would be at the winter pool all day long. I'm dead in love. Now and then, my mind goes back to thinking of the field where we play softball. As a little boy, my mind goes back to riding up and down the street as my bicycle. Every now and then, my mind goes back to being at the Ritual Park, United Church of God in Christ, singing in the sunshine, marching up and down the aisle with our little white hands, with a clock in our head, singing time, time, time. Time is mine today. That was over 30-some years ago. But I'm reminding y'all what that means. Time is mine today. And from that time to now, time has stopped. The minister's not made. But it keeps on ticking. So be it. In other words, I'm here for prayer. I will give you the global time to get yourself together. A global time to change the truth. And if you take the truth, you can change your life. Look at a neighbor. If you got a neighbor, and say, neighbor, change your truth. And you can change your life. Take your feet and it will change the way you are. Take your feet and it will change the way you talk. Say yes if you believe it. Say yes. The Bible says, and I got the clothes here, the sound of the trap in verse number 8. Nathan is coming, amen, about himself. God, I said, God, says that I may be thy master's house and thy master's wife and to thy bosom. And I may be the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not been enough, I would never have given on the knees such a silver thing. Say yeah, the Bible says, therefore has God despised the commandments of the law to do evil in his sight. God sees everything. You can hide from the law. You can run from the law. You hide from the power. And I know. You watching me. Say yes. So say yes. Even in my sight, I have sealed the tongue in the wire. So hit tight with the sword and has taken him right to be my life. And has slain with the sword and the children of Ammon for the verse 14. Matter of fact, for the verse 14. And David said unto Nathan, in the air and shake it like a vulture and rip the blood and the Lord.
Oh, my God.
book of Jews. Long amount of time. Let us be taught. It's hard to run if you got shoes that are on the road. If your right is on your left and your left is on your right, you're out of balance. Something is off. They make the right shoe to fit the right feet. And some of us, some folks are flat-footed in. Some folks don't have no arch. Amen. And the arch don't fail. Left foot, amen. They bow-legged on one side. Bow-legged on one side and pigeon-toed on the other. They don't know anything, man. They just go in circles. You got to go in circles. You just don't know. But it's so easy to pinpoint someone else's life and to judge them and condemn them with good hell. So many of us have been spoken to and spoken about and looked over and looked through and looked around. And folks, there ain't nothing good. There ain't nothing good in them. They go to church now, but give them 6 months. He preaches now. He pastors them. No doubt folks said that about me. He pastors them. Give him a couple of months. Give him a couple of years. Amen. He's only doing it because of this, that, and the other. He's only doing it because of this, that, and the other. But well, the truth of the matter, I'm only doing it because God said do it. That's the only reason. That's something I was begging to do. That's the truth. But because God said do it. You're standing today. Hundreds have came. Hundreds have gone. And that's okay. That's their right. The church, amen. Church is just like a restaurant. Amen. Folks come in. Amen. If you got something that they like, they'll come back. If it ain't something they like, or if you change the menu, it's something they ain't used to. If you serve something that they don't want, they won't come back. That don't mean the restaurant is wrong. Amen. Well, I probably don't even mean that the customers go. They just hate us. Amen. And I've grown, I've matured to the point. I tell folks now, this church may not be for you, and that's okay. That's okay. I had to grow to that point. But I'm down now. Well, it just ain't meant. That's okay. Everybody, amen, whether it's church or your job, everybody's not meant to go all the way. God, help me tonight. I'm good. God sent folks that will help push you and help, amen, even finance you. Amen. Y'all said it. God sent folks that will help finance you to get you to the next point. And if that's where they're supposed to drop off, if they help finance you or help pray you through to that point, help support you to that point, but last time they drop off, you be able to accept that. And pray that they can go ahead on and step in and go ahead on and do whatever they have to do. Because you got to continue to do what God told you to do. I had to mature. Been in church my whole life. 42 years of church. But just now getting to that point where I can understand that everybody's not meant to go to this next level. Everybody's not meant. Amen. Some that's been with us and been around us for years. Amen. That doesn't mean that they meant to be with me in the end. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that they're not saved. That doesn't mean I'm not saved. Amen. They were just with when Joseph got in the pit, the Israelites came and they came at the right time to get him out the pit to help get him to the next place that he needed to be. When he got to jail, because I think it was Potiphar's wife, amen, that said he had messed with it, amen, put him in jail. Amen. He met the baker and the butler. They had a dream. He interpreted. Amen. He was with them just for that moment. The butler, I believe, is the one that restored back to his position. And I think it was 2 years or so later. I think it was Potiphar that had the dream. And then the butler, Joseph told the butler, when you get to it, tell him about, don't forget about me. But I think it was 2 years or so later, it was a while that had passed. He had forgot about Joseph. So the master had a dream. And he said, you know what? Oh, there's a man in jail that can interpret dreams. Amen. So these people, his brothers, now watch this, his brothers, amen, put him in the pit. His brothers put him in the pit, and they went off. They were there for that moment to get him to where he was, to push him to that moment. The Israelites came, amen, got him out the pit, took him to the Potiphar, amen, I think it's how it was, amen, he got to the jail because of Potiphar's wife, amen, he met the baker and the butler, amen, just another group that was there to help push him, to help get him to the next level, amen, that was in the house. I think that was Pharaoh's house, something like that, amen. I could be a little wrong, but y'all get it. Amen. Go back and read it. Amen. And he got there. And God blessed him. The famine came. God blessed him. Amen. God called him. God gave him authority. And so his brothers that immediately put him in the pit. They needed him. Lord, help me here. Ooh, God, I'm like running around like a wall. They needed him in order to survive at the end. And Joey told him, don't even worry about it. You need it from evil. But God made it fulfilled. Amen. Take these things. Amen. I hold it. Amen. Lord, God bless you tonight. Just remember how you treat folks. Amen. That when they're going down, when they're going through, the shoes can always be on the other feet. Things can always change. Amen. Someone sick, amen, or whatever, things can happen in the twinkling of an eye. Just Jeanette Scott at my home church, you just saying that, so be careful who you laugh at. Be careful who you ridicule. God can change things in the twinkling of an eye. You never know where or when, or who's trying to be like you. Just be careful. Be careful. Amen. Listen, if you've been blessed by this word on tonight, if your heart has been pricked and the Lord is laying on your heart, amen. To sow a seed, whatever the amount is to give it. I would more like to say a love offering. Amen. If you would like to give a love offering, the Lord is pressing on your heart, as I say every Thursday night and every Sunday. Only if you feel led. If you don't let nobody make you feel like you got to give. It's your money, you do what you want. Amen. If you don't give anything, I've already preached. Lord, let it come Sunday, I'll be preaching again. If you let it come next Thursday, I'll be preaching again. Every opportunity I get to share the good news. But if you've been blessed, the Lord's been pressing on your heart to give a love offering on tonight. This is our Thursday night service. This is your Thursday night service. There's two ways in which you can give. Amen. Whatever the amount, no amount is too small, no amount is too large. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. And our cash app directly here is $. O-Z. That's Omar Zachary. So $. OZ264. Once again, if you would like to give tonight by way of cash out, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, amen. The word is true. You can't be God given. It's already given. Amen. It won't return to him void. Amen. But you can give tonight. Our first tonight, amen. Service, cash out $, OZ264. Once again, $, OZ264. And just put in there, love offering, or thank you for that message, or take your family to dinner, or whatever, buy some new shoes, or whatever. Yeah, just be preaching about shoes tonight. If you'd like to give tonight by way of debit or credit card, PayPal or Zelle, or like our mailing address, you can contact our financial offices right now at 678-760-6056. Amen. Once again, if you'd like to give by debit or credit card, PayPal, Zelle, or call in to get the mailing address, you can do so by calling our financial offices right now, 678-760-6056. Amen. And we have someone standing by waiting to hear from you. Once again, cash out the $, OZ264. For any other way of giving, you can contact our offices at 678-760-6056. All right, may the Lord be with you. May heaven shine on you. Amen. On tonight, I pray and I already know that something was spoken on tonight that struck you, that got your attention. Amen. Maybe you were the poor. Maybe you were the rich. Maybe you were David. Amen. Maybe you were one of the others. Maybe you were Bathsheba. Maybe you have been in the place of Uriah, spiritually buried. Somebody's killed you spiritually. Amen. But God is bringing you back. Thank you so much for being a part of our first night service. Once again, we apologize. I'm not able to see who all is there, but that's okay. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach for the numbers anyway. Amen. I preach because this is what God has given me to do. So I pray and trust whoever is listening on tonight that something was said to encourage your heart. Father, in Jesus' name, matter of fact, on Sunday, before we pray this list, Sunday we'll give out the food information, amen, for those that would like to start participating, amen, or you know a family that's in need, and this would greatly help. Amen. Tune in Sunday, those of you that are local, come on to church Sunday, amen, it's Mother's Day, get that early, amen. We don't want the nurses and the protocol committee to have to, amen, tell you that we're already full because you get to church late, amen. Y'all know we open up at 8:30. Amen. So we start at 9. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Get that first. Get your good seat. Have your mask on. Amen. We're going to be doing something a little different. It's Mother's Day Sunday. Amen. Your mother's still alive. Every day is Mother's Day. Amen. Every day. I appreciate your mother. Amen. But we're going to have one of our new families that's been fellowshipping with us over the past month or so. Amen. They're going to be there. Going to be dancing and different things. So, then tune in Sunday at 9 o'clock, Praise Tabernacle Church. Our new location is 199 East Craven Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Amen. Send us a text. Amen. Let us know you're on your way. You're coming. You're going to meet me there. Matter of fact, meet me there. Amen. On Sunday morning. Father Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you for tonight's service. We know and believe by faith that you were well pleased with our offering unto you on tonight. God, we ask that you create all of us a clean heart. Those of us that know we've been doing things that we shouldn't have been doing, we ask that you forgive us and touch our hearts and minds. And maybe one of the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus is a partner of their sin. If that's you tonight, repeat this quick and simple prayer with me. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And this night I open up the doors of my heart, and I welcome Jesus in to be Lord and Savior. I'm going to obey his commandment from this day forward. I'm going to do what he tells me to do. I'm going to live my life as a reflection, as an image of Christ, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, we appreciate you. Now, we leave this place to know your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Says us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you. Good night. Thank you.